I know. I'm trying to hide in the corner here. Okay, can you tell me what your name is, please?
Nayeli.
Nayeli. Okay, Nayeli, are you registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, and how do you plan on voting this year? Mail-in ballot, or are you going to go in person?
I always do in person. I don't know. For certain things, I like to do things in person through the phone. Like, I don't like doing things online, and for others, I want to do everything online. So definitely for voting, I go in person.
Okay. Now, have you ever voted in a U.S. election before, or will the election be your first time?
I have voted for the past 2 elections.
Okay. And do you remember the first time you ever voted in either a state or a national election?
Yes, the first time I voted was for 2016 election. It was Trump versus Hillary, and I voted for Hillary just because of the heinous things that Trump says. Like, I did not want to vote for him. And I remember after voting, the next day after the results were up, I remember going to work with a feeling of uncertainty. Being Hispanic, a migrant, it was just, I don't know, in my mind, every racist person was just going to come out and tell me bad things, which didn't happen for the most part. But I feel like every election is just a battle of yourself of what's going to happen. Like, it's just, especially now that it's so polar, it's so extreme one way or the other. They're opposite polars, and that those are the only two options we have. There's no more. It's always a feeling of what's going to happen, and how drastic are they really going to be, whoever wins, like, either way.
Right, and with this upcoming election now, what are some of the big issues that matter most to you, and that could be potentially deciding factors for who you, eventually vote for?
The top two for me, being a woman, is definitely Roe v. Wade. Definitely the overturn of that has impacted all of us women in our decision to choose. Whether you personally are ever going to get an abortion or not, I think it should be really important to have that possibility, and not be persecuted for it. And not leave it up to a guy, politicians. And also for me, immigration has been stuck since COVID happened. Biden promised that it was going to be sped up, and I still have family members in the process of going through that. And a process that used to take a month is taking a year now. So you add on insecurity for the people that are going through that process. So those are my main 2 points that I'm looking for.
Okay, and finally, why do you think voting is important?
The main thing for your voice to be heard, but what that implies is you have a representative that is going to represent your values for the most part. And if you don't vote, you're just letting fate choose for you. And it's very important to at least put your grain of salt, because little by little, you do mount up to something.
Nicely said. Is there anything else that you would like to add today?
Go vote.
All right, thank you.